Sharks, especially of the great white variety, are feared by many of us, but a lot of that feeling probably emerged because of pop culture, films like Jaws or Deep Blue Sea, or for a chosen few, the Sharknado series. But what is the reality of how sharks act and how important they are to an ecosystem? That's part of what photojournalist Thomas Peschock has made his life's work, and he'll be discussing it tonight at 7:30 at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. His presentation is titled Wild Seas, Secret Shores. I talked with him earlier and asked him why we're not supposed to be afraid of sharks.
Why are we not supposed to be afraid of sharks?
I feel like
why are we supposed to be afraid of sharks?
I think because Jaws did
I'll throw that question right back at you.
Right. There is a feeling. I mean, obviously, there are so many different species of sharks. Do you find that when you start talking about sharks, people are fascinated by them? But is there that fear factor? Is there some sort of unknown? And how do you counter that?
I think people are incredibly emotional about sharks. They either fear them or they're fascinated by them. There is hardly anybody who is indifferent at the end of the day. And I think you can use that to get people excited and interested. I think most people, you know, they know about those sharks that are potentially dangerous to people, which is a handful. You know, most shark species are completely harmless to us humans. But of course, we tend to focus on the bigger ones, on the white sharks and tiger sharks and bull sharks and things like that, which by and large are also, in my opinion, you know, they have the potential to be dangerous. But by and large, you know, most of my encounters the last 20 years have all been positive. Hands and feet, you know, all intact still, you know, after thousands
and
thousands of hours in the water. And I'm pretty comfortable around sharks. I'm actually probably way more comfortable with sharks than people.
So, do you know how many varieties you've been with?
I've probably, you know, photographed and dived with more than probably 60 or different species in the last 20 years.
Okay.
I collect them like stamps.
Well, there have been so many experiences you've had. Are there a couple that stand out to you both, not in terms of the danger of the shark, we can leave that part behind, but in terms of where you've seen something especially fascinating from a shark that maybe you didn't even expect to see with all your experience?
I'm always amazed how these sharks let you into their personal space. You know, you try shooting on land, you're photographing lions, hunting, wildebeest, and zebras, and you're there with a long telephoto zoom lens, and you're in a Land Rover far away. You know, underwater, I'm able to photograph hunting sharks literally a foot away, you know, with a wide-angle lens. They are incredibly tolerant, and you know, if you behave correctly, you're really able to get a ringside seat underwater with sharks that perhaps you aren't able to get on land most of the time with these large predators.
So let's go back into the deep recesses of your memory. When you were a young guy, what fascinated you initially about the water? Because clearly with a job like this, you think it's fantastic yourself. So when did you first feel that real tick?
I knew I wanted to be a marine biologist since I was 10 years old. Non-negotiable. There was no plan B, C, D, or F. It's either that or nothing. I grew up on a pretty nutritious diet of Jacques Cousteau documentaries, you know, things like that, the underwater stories in National Geographic magazine. And, you know, I got to snorkel for the first time on a coral reef when I was 10 years old. And I think that experience just kind of blew my mind. It was like, okay, there's this alien world literally right there. And I think I feel more at home in that alien world than I do in the normal world. And that was really, really cool. And then I started diving probably at age 12, and it just became this sort of lifelong obsession I knew from a young age. And it was pretty easy to work towards a goal then. You know, for many years, my goal was to be a marine scientist. That was my first sort of real driver.
Is it fair to say that your philosophy, at least, is the more, I'm going to say more positive in the sense of trying to get people to understand how amazing things are in the water and how much they can learn from it, as opposed to saying, listen, if we don't turn this around right now, oceans are going to be gone, all the creatures you love to see are gone. Is there a balancing point there?
I think I walk a very, very fine line.
Okay.
You know, half the year I get to explore some of the most pristine and most wondrous underwater realms in the world. But as a photojournalist, I also have to accurately portray the reality of the modern days. So for the other half of the year, I document the sort of darker side of our relationship with the ocean, the environmental war photographers, I like to call it. But You know, too much sort of positive imagery and too much inspiration, and people get complacent. They think, like, well, everything's hunky-dory, so why should I not eat this fish? Why shouldn't I throw this away? too much gore and despair. It makes people hopeless. And then they go like, well, why should I do anything? It's beyond hope anyway. So, right. you know, I tend to walk this very fine line between carrot and stick. You know, carrot, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Look at this wonderful. And then you go, bang, but there are these issues that are facing this environment or this species. I think both are critical.
I need to steal from your TED Talk because I thought this sardine story you told was amazing that involved the sharks and the dolphins. I wonder if you could, the way you describe it, and the photos obviously tell an incredible tale, but you even said there was one line that was so great about how without the dolphins, even though we think of dolphins and sharks being adversaries, mm-hmm. that without the dolphins sort of driving these sardines, mm-hmm. that the sharks have like a donut there of some sort. tell me where the sardines...
So basically, you know, sardines are a fish that normally prefers cold water. You know, they normally occur off the west and south coast of South Africa. But once a year, the warm sort of south-flowing Agulhas currents gets pushed offshore and allows this sort of, you know, a tongue of cold water to lick up the eastern flank of Africa. And with it come millions and millions of tons of sardines. And sardines, you know, are not the sexiest ocean creature, I'll be honest with you.
Do they come in cans in the ocean or not?
That's what most people think, unfortunately. They live in cans. And of course they don't. They're a critical keystone ecosystem species. But lucky for me, in hot pursuit are hordes of hungry predators. You know, you've got birds and seals and dolphins and whales and sharks. So everybody wants to eat those sardines. And, you know, these big holes are sometimes kilometers long. And the dolphins are what I call the sardine run's true architects. You know, they're actually able to carve off smaller pieces of fish, and they herd and they trap them and they push them up against the ocean. And they create something called a bait ball, which is kind of the underwater photographer's holy grail. You know, a house-sized ball of sardines surrounded by hundreds of sharks and dolphins and birds. It's basically...
Hundreds? Wow.
It can be, being inside one of those can be, you know, chaotic as anything. But, you know, you can pretty much watch and document the ocean food chain all right there. You get a ringside seat on it. And that happens once a year for 2 months. You know, you can spend 8 weeks a year on the water and see one of those that lasts a half an hour.
That is Thomas Peschock, photojournalist for National Geographic. His presentation tonight at the Mesa Arts Center at 7:30 is called Wild Seas, Secret Shores. It's part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Thomas, great to meet you. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.